今天我的题目是感恩的意义。
The title for today's message is The Meaning of Thanksgiving.
那么首先让我们来看圣经里面三处的经文。
We're going to look at three passages from Scripture.
那么首先是以弗所书第五章第十九节到二十节。
Ephesians 5, 19 and 20.
以弗所书第五章第十九节到二十节，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和地赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢神。
Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs of the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart.To the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么接下来我们看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第十八节。
And then we will turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
那么最后那段经文是在腓立比书第四章第六到第七节。
And then finally, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
我来临的星期是感恩节。
In the coming week, it will be Thanksgiving.
感恩节已经有好几百年的历史。
Thanksgiving has several hundred years of history.
第一个感恩节是在1621年12月13号。
The first Thanksgiving was in 1621, December 13th.
也就是那个 Pilgrim Father 抵达美国三年之后那个时间。
And that was 3 years after the Pilgrim Fathers arrived in the new country.
我们这些从英国来的基督徒
These Christians from England
一共有102人
There were 102
我们坐船来到美国东岸那个麻省
came by ship to Massachusetts
因为这个很恶劣的环境还有这个寒冷的冬天
Because of the severe winter
不少的人死去了
Many people died
只剩下一半的人。
Only half of them remain.
那么这些活下来的那些人因着当地印第安人的协助。
And of those who remained because of the help from the Native Americans.
我使到他们的农作物有很好的丰收。
So they were able to have a good harvest.
然后保住他们的生命。
And remained alive.
那么这些从英国过来的基督徒看到神赐给他们这个美地。
And these Christians from England saw that God has given them a good land.
使到他们能够来到这个地方得到这个敬拜的自由。
So they could come here and have the freedom of worship.
然后不但如此他们的农作物也有好的丰收。
Not only that, they had good harvest.
那么因此他们向神感恩。
So they gave thanks to God.
所以感恩节的来源可说是从那个时候开始的。
So the source of Thanksgiving Day, we could say that it came from then.
所以感恩节就是强调感恩。
So Thanksgiving Day is, emphasis is giving thanks.
那么圣经对这个感恩有什么教导？
And what teachings does the Bible have towards giving thanks?
那么刚才我们所看的三处经文强调感恩。
And the three passages that we just read emphasizes giving thanks.
以弗所书第五章第十九节到二十节。
Ephesians 5:19 to 20.
啊，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书第四章第六到第七节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
我这些经文讲到，我们应当常常的感恩。
And all these passages speak that we need to give thanks always.
啊，不只要常常感恩，还要凡事要感恩。
Not only to give thanks in every situation, but always.
那么，请注意刚才我念那三处经文的两个要词。
And let's look at two key phrases from the passage that we just read.
啊，也就是常常和凡事。
Always and in everything.
那么，常常就是指在任何的一个时候。
So it's at any time.
无论是在感恩节或是不是在感恩节都要感恩。
So whether during Thanksgiving or not during Thanksgiving, we need to always give thanks.
那么凡事是指在任何的事情上。
And in everything means whatever the event.
无论是在逆境或者困境里面都要感恩。
Whether good or bad, we need to give thanks.
所以以弗所书第五章第十九节到二十节这么说。
So in Ephesians 5:19 to 20 it says,
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这两节经文听起来好像在教会里面崇拜的时候，大家在唱诗歌赞美神。
And these two verses almost sounds like though it's a time when we're singing praises to God at church.
那么其实不是。
Actually, it's not.
那么圣经在这里谈到基督徒的心态还有态度。
And here it speaks of a Christian's heart and his attitude.
因为感恩是一种态度。
Because Thanksgiving is an attitude.
那态度有两种。
There's two types of attitudes.
良好的态度，不良好的态度。
A good attitude and a bad attitude.
因为感恩跟良好的态度是联合在一起的。
Because Thanksgiving is tied to the good attitudes.
啊，不会感恩的人不会有良好的态度。
A person who's not thankful does not have good attitudes.
为什么一个人不会感恩？
Why does a person not give thanks?
原因至少有三个。
There's at least three reasons.
第一就是骄傲。
First is pride.
一个骄傲的人不会是一个感恩的人。
A proud person is not a thankful person.
因为他认为他所拥有的，他的财富，还有他的成就都是自己得来的。
Because he believed that everything he has, his wealth, his accomplishments were all from him.
那么如果一个人认为他所拥有他的成就是不是从神而来的。
If a person thinks that all that he has and all his accomplishments did not come from God,
那怎么会向神感恩呢？
How would he give thanks to God?
那么第二个原因是抱怨。
And second reason is complaint.
一个经常抱怨的人是一个不会感恩的人。
A person who complains often is not a thankful person.
那么以前我有一位同事，
I had a coworker in the past.
每次见到他，他都抱怨。
Every time I see him, there's a complaint.
他不是对这个不满，就是对那个不满。
He's not satisfied with this or that.
总是觉得别人欠他的。
He always felt like the other people owed him.
其实以色列人在旷野的态度是一个很典型的例子。
Actually, the Israelites, their attitude in the wilderness was a very typical attitude.
他们经常抱怨,
they complained often.
埋怨神为什么把他们从埃及地领出来?
They grumbled and asked why did God lead them out of Egypt.
以前在埃及的时候多么好。
How wonderful it was back in Egypt.
有这个吃又有那个吃。
They had this and that to eat.
但是现在在旷野只是吃玛拿。
But now in the wilderness, there was only manna.
吃都吃厌了。
And they were sick of eating it.
你们有没有这样的心态?
Do you have this kind of attitude?
在旷野的以色列人是一个埋怨的一群。
In the wilderness, the Israelites were a group of complainers.
那么使到神经常要惩罚他们。
So that God had to punish him often.
那么第三, 一个不会感恩的人是一个活在福中不知福的人。
And finally, thirdly, a person who is not thankful is a person who receives all the blessings and yet don't realize it.
我们在路加福音第17章 谈到主耶稣有一天前往这个耶路撒冷。
And in Luke 17, it speaks of one day when Jesus was going towards Jerusalem.
我们经过这个撒玛利亚还有加利利。
He passed through Galilee and Samaria.
然后他进入这个村庄的时候, 当时有10个长了大麻风的人, 往他那个方向走过来。
And he was going through the village, that he met with 10 lepers.
然后求主医治他们的身体。
And they asked Jesus to heal them.
因着主耶稣的缘故, 这10个长大麻风的人都得到医治。
And because of Jesus, all 10 were healed.
那么根据路加福音第17章第15节、16节的记载，
And according to what's recorded in Luke 17:15-16，
内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀以神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。
One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan.
然后得到医治的人只有一个人回来向耶稣感谢。
Of all those who were healed, only one came back to give thanks to Jesus.
然后其余的人都不见了。
The rest just disappeared.
活在福中不知福的人,今天有不少这样的人。
There are many people who have all the blessings, yet they don't realize it.
所以保罗在罗马书第1章第21节这么说。
So Paul in Romans 1:21 says,
因为他们虽然知道神，但却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚荒，无知的心就昏暗了。
For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
那么这节经文描述到一个不认识神的人。
And this verse speaks of someone who does not know God.
他们的思念变为虚荒，无知的心就昏暗了。
Their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
那么因此知道他们不会感谢神。Therefore,
they does not know how to thank God.
所以主耶稣继续在这里说。And
Jesus continued.
除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗? 就对那人说, 起来吧,你的信救了你了。Has
no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, Rise and go, your faith has made you well.
因为这个人把这个荣耀归给神,并且感谢神。Because
this person gave glory to God and thanked God.
所以耶稣对他说,你的信救了你。Therefore,
Jesus says, your faith has made you well.
因着这个缘故, 这个救恩就临到他的身上。
And because of this, salvation has come upon him.
一个感恩的人是一个不埋怨的人。
A thankful person is one who does not complain.
因为他知道他所拥有的, 他所处在的那个环境里面是有神的安排。
Because he knows that all that he has and the situation that he happens to be in has God's plan.
那么有一个故事谈到这个有一位很贫穷的一个妇女。
And there's a story that speaks of a very poor woman.
然后她有两个孩子。
She had 2 children.
因为生活非常的贫困而没有办法, 没有这个温暖的房子和衣服给孩子取暖。
Because of the hardship of her life, She did not have the sufficient clothing for her children.
那么冬天到来的时候
，And when winter came，
那么寒风吹进这个很简陋的这个屋子里面
，The severe wind blew into their shabby home。
然后母亲就用一块木板挡住那个窗口
，And the mother used a piece of wood to block out the window。
但是这个寒风还是能够从那个裂缝吹进来。
But the wind continued to come through the cracks.
那么因此母亲就有点抱怨。
So the mother began to complain.
但是其中这个孩子就对母亲说。
But one of her children told her mother.
妈妈，外头有不少的孩子在街头流浪。
Mother, there are many children out on the streets wandering.
连这个挡风的挡住那个寒风的木板都没有。
They don't even have a board to block out the wind.
然后虽然这个孩子活在这个贫困的生活里面。
Even though this child was living in a very difficult situation.
但是感觉到自己比那些在外头的孩子好得多。
Yeah, he felt that, they were more blessed than those who were outside.
那么有读过这个耶伯记的人都知道耶伯所经历那个苦难。
And for those who have read through the book of Job, you realize that Job went through much suffering.
那么耶伯是当时一个非常富有的人。
Job was a very wealthy man.
但是在圣经说，在一夜之间，他的财富都消失掉了。
But the Bible tells us that overnight, that all his wealth disappeared.
不单如此，他的孩子全部死了。
And not only so, all his children died.
所以在耶伯记第一章21节到22节记载了耶伯的态度。
So in Job 1:21-22, it records Job's attitude.
说我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
And said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的，在一切事情世上，耶伯必不犯罪，也不以神为疑患。
May the name of the Lord be praised. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
那么耶伯知道他所拥有的都是从神而来的。
Job recognized that all that he has came from God.
他也知道这一切是神赏赐给他的。
He also knew that all these came from God.
那么同时他也知道神有这个权利把这些东西收回来。
And he also knew that God has the authority of taking things away.
那么因此耶伯没有妄评神。
Therefore, Job did not, complain against God.
那么从这里我们看到虽然耶伯经历到这么大的苦难。
And we see that even though Job, underwent much suffering.
但是他没有埋怨神。
Yet he did not, grumble against God.
然后反而他说耶和华的名是值得称颂的。
Instead he said, may the name of the Lord be praised.
如果你们认识这个女孩叫做 Johnny Erickson, 其实她今天不是一个女孩她是一个妇女了。
If you know of, this person, Johnny Erickson,
你会体会到她所经历的。
You might know what she has gone, underwent.
这位轮椅上的画家 Johnny Erickson 在17岁的时候他这个在潜水的时候伤到他的脊椎骨。
She is a, artist in wheelchair. When she was 17, she had a diving accident that injured her spine.
那么直到他全身瘫痪了。
So she became, quadriplegic.
然后从今以后他不能够再走路了。
She was not able to walk.
也不能够再游泳了。
She can no longer swim.
所以他必须坐在轮椅上让别人来服侍他。
So she had to be in a wheelchair and be served by others.
这个 Johnny Erickson 他所经历的那个苦是非常大的。
What Johnny Erickson went through, her experience was very difficult.
一个年轻活泼的女孩17岁突然间成为一个瘫痪的人。
A young and active girl at 17 suddenly became paralyzed.
然后起初她埋怨神为什么这个患难临到他的身上。
Initially, she complained against God, asking why did this happen to her.
这个是很多年前的事情。
And this was many years ago.
那么今天刚才我讲今天 Johnny Erickson, 他是一个60几岁的妇女。
Today she's already in her 60s.
我们在过去几十年的时间，神大大的使用她。
But in all these years, God has truly used her.
我们知道千千万万的人，特别是那些残障的人，那些不幸的人得到很大的勉励还有帮助。
So that, through her, thousands upon thousands of people, especially the handicapped and those who are misfortunate ones, were greatly helped by her.
如果你有机会听到她在收音机的节目，
If you have opportunity to listen to her on the radio,
你会感受到她是一个感恩的人。
You realize that she's an individual who gives thanks.
我们圣经教导我们不只要做一个感恩的人。
The Bible tells us not to just be thankful people.
也要常常感恩。
To give thanks always.
凡事感恩。
And in everything.
因为感恩不是一时的事情。
Because being thankful is not just a momentary thing.
啊，不是在我们一年一次感恩节的时候来感恩。
It's not just once a year during Thanksgiving we give thanks.
而是要常常的感恩。
But we give thanks always.
并且凡事的感恩。
And in everything.
生活如意或不如意的时候要感恩。
Whether life is going well or not, we give thanks.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节这么说。
So in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Paul says,
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
当保罗说这句话的时候，他不是经历到一帆风顺的生活。
When Paul wrote this, he wasn't going through a very smooth life.
那保罗传福音的时候，如果你看圣经，他经历很大的苦难。
As Paul preached the gospel, if you read through the scripture, you realize he underwent much persecution.
被这个敌人追赶。
He was chased by his enemies.
被关在监牢里。
He was put in jail.
保罗是在这样的情况之下讲了这句话。
And it's under these circumstances that Paul says this.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
他说凡事要感恩，因为这个是神的旨意。
He says in all circumstances, give thanks because this is God's will.
让我们来看为什么保罗有这个感恩的态度。
So let's see how that is that Paul has such thankful attitude.
我们在哥林多后书第四章第八节，保罗这么说。
In 2 Corinthians 4:8, Paul says,
我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望。
We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed; perplexed, but not in despair.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的真也显明在我们的身上。第九节我没有打在那边啊，无所谓。我们来看哥林多后书第四章第十七到第十八节。
And 2 Corinthians 4:17-18.
保罗说，我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen.Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
所以保罗在这边说，不要顾念所看见的。
So here Paul says, don't be concerned about that which is seen.
应当顾念那所看不见的。
But we should be more concerned about that which is unseen.
因为他说所看见的是暂时的。
Because he said, since what is seen is temporary.
所看不见的才是永恒的。
But what is unseen is eternal.
因此我们必须要感恩。
So we need to give thanks.
因为神已经把这个复活的生命赐给我们。
But God has given us the eternal life.
并且我们正在等待那极重无比永远的荣耀。
And we are also awaiting the glory that is to come.
所以圣经劝勉我们要常常的感恩。
So the Bible exhorts us to give thanks always.
凡事的感恩，因为这个是神的旨意。
And give thanks in everything because this is God's will.
因为当一个基督徒常常感恩，凡事感恩的时候，他是行在神的旨意当中。
Because when a Christian gives thanks always and in everything, he is walking within God's will.
一个会感恩的基督徒表现出他是一个成熟的人。
And a thankful Christian represents that he is a mature individual.
他是一个属灵生命有深度的人。
He has depth in his spiritual life.
我们就好像 Johnny Erickson 一样。
And just like Johnny Erickson.
我们经过这个苦难的陶造。
Through the crucible of her suffering.
然后成为一个成熟的人。
She became a mature individual.
成为一个属灵生命很有深度的人。
And became had the spiritual maturity.
那么叶伯他所经历的苦难不是一个普通的人能够承受的。
The suffering that Job underwent is not one that can be endured by most people.
如果你读叶伯记的话，你发觉到叶伯在苦难当中曾经埋怨过神。
If you look at the book of Job, you realize that Job had complained against God at some point.
但是苦难过后，叶伯讲了几句话。
But after his sufferings, Job said,
我从前风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见你。
My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
所以叶伯讲这句话的时候，显示他对神的感恩。
And when he said this, it represents that he is his thankfulness towards God.
所以感恩是一位基督徒，一个成熟基督徒的一个标志。
And so thankfulness is a sign of a mature Christian.
我显示到他对神的信靠。还有顺服。
And, it represents his trust and his obedience towards God.
他知道神在掌权。
He knows that God is in authority.
一切的事情都在他的掌管之下。
And all things is under his authority.
并且有神的旨意在当中。
And God's will is in the midst of it.
我感恩首先表现出一位基督徒灵命的成熟。
So,thankfulness first represents a Christian's maturity.
那么第二，也为神带来美好的见证。
Secondly, brings about good testimony towards God.
所以当一个基督徒存有这个感恩的态度的时候，
So when a Christian has thankful attitude,
那么他的生命影响到别人，
His life impacts others.
使到别人经历到神，
So that others may experience God.
所以在腓立比书第二章第十四节、第十五节，保罗这么说。
So in Philippians 2:14-15, Paul says,
他说凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这歪曲不妙的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。
Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky.
所以当一个人不发怨言，懂得感恩的时候，
So when a person does not grumble and understand in giving thanks,
他好像一盏明亮的灯照耀在这个邪恶的世代，
Then he is like a light that shines in this crooked generation.
然后给神带来一个美好的见证。
And brings about a good testimony for God.
我们当中还记得这位姐妹叫做 Carol.
I don't know how many of you here remember our sister Carol.
她我们当中有人不认识她。
Some of you did not know her.
她已经离开我们大概有五六年的时间。
She passed away about 5-6 years ago.
Carol 是一个感恩的人。
Carol was a thankful individual.
我自从我来这个 Albuquerque 牧会的时候认识他。
Ever since I came to Albuquerque to pastor, I got to know her.
我体会到他对神的那种信靠。
I sensed her trust in God.
对神的爱还有感恩。
Her love and thanksgiving towards God.
我从来没有听过他讲过一句抱怨的话。
I never heard her complain.
每次我打电话给她或者去探访她的时候，
Every time I called her or visited her,
那她心里面总是充满这个喜乐。
Her heart was always full of thanksgiving.
直到我得到造就。
So that I was, revived by her.
I was edified
by her.
我心中也感到很开心。
And I would rejoice in my heart.
所以当你跟一个感恩的人在一起的时候，
So every time you're with a thankful individual,
你心里会感到很平和。
You have peace in your heart.
那么相对的，如果你跟一个经常抱怨的人在一起，
However, if you're often with someone who grumbles a lot,
那么你心里会感到很烦厌。
That you will be annoyed in your heart.
我们华人有一句俗语说，近朱者赤，近墨者黑。
A Chinese idiom, basically, whatever, you become what you're surrounded.
啊，换句话说，你跟一个好人在一起，你就成为一个好人。
So if you're with a good person, you become good.
然后你跟一个坏人在一起，你也会成为一个坏人。
If you are with a bad individual, you become bad.
那么总而言之，跟一个感恩的人在一起，好过跟那些经常抱怨的人在一起。
Either way, it's much easier to be with a thankful person than a grumbling person.
那么一个感恩的基督徒所表现出的生命是怎么样的？
So how does a thankful Christian express his life?
一个感恩的基督徒，首先他表现出他是一个成熟的人。
First, a thankful Christian shows that he's a mature individual.
啊，他的灵命是一个有深度的人。
His spiritual life has depth.
那么第二，一个感恩的基督徒，他会为神带来美好的见证。
And secondly, a thankful Christian will bring about a good testimony for God.
那么第三，一个感恩的基督徒，他会对神的信靠而顺服。
And thirdly, a thankful Christian has obedience and towards God.
所以这个感恩跟信靠神和顺服是有密切关系的。
And so trusting and obeying God has a close relationship with being thankful.
所以当一个人存着这个感恩的态度的时候，
When a person has a thankful attitude,
他会很容易信靠神而且去顺服神。
It's much easier for him to trust God and to obey him.
所以保罗在腓立比书第四章第六第七节这么说。
So Paul in Philippians 4, 6, 7 says,
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
我们请注意第六节所说的，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们的事情告诉神。
And please note verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
那么这节经文说明一个基督徒对神的信靠和感恩。
This verse says a Christian's attitude towards, a thankful attitude towards God.
当他处在这个困境的时候，他不忧虑。
When he's in a difficult situation, he's not anxious.
而且他存着这个感恩的心。
And he has a thankful heart.
因为他相信神会保守他的心怀意念。
Because he trusts that God will watch over his heart and his mind.
所以圣经告诉我们要常常的感恩。
So the Bible tells us to give thanks always.
啊，不只要常常的感恩，还要凡事的感恩。
Not just to be, give thanks always, but in everything.
因为这个是神在我们身上所定的旨意。
Because this is God's will for us.
感恩是一个属灵美德。
Thankfulness is a spiritual virtue.
一个会感恩的人，他是一个成熟的人。
And a thankful individual is a mature individual.
一个会感恩的人，他是一个属灵生命有深度的人。
And a thankful individual is an individual with spiritual depth.
一个存着感恩态度的人，显示他是一个信靠而顺服神的人。
And an individual with a thankful heart means that he is one who trusts and obeys God.
当一个人感恩的时候，他给神带来美好的见证。
And when a person is thankful, he brings about a good testimony for God.
要么安心在神的面前，用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and spend some time meditating on today's message.
让我们在神的面前审查我们自己。
Let us examine ourselves before God.
审查我们自己是一个感恩的人，还是一个经常抱怨的人。
To see whether we're thankful people or complaining people.
天父，我们来到你面前的时候，求你恩待我们。
Heavenly Father, as we come before you, please have mercy on us.
帮助我们做一个感恩的人。
Help us to be thankful people.
在我们的生活里面不要抱怨。
That in our lives we would not complain.
求神你帮助我们常常的感恩。
Please help us to be thankful always.
凡事感恩。
And be thankful in everything.
无论在逆境或者困境的时候，
Whether in good or bad things,
我们要向你感恩。
That we will give thanks to you.
主啊，求你赐给我们力量。
Please give us strength.
做个感恩的人。
To be thankful people.
以致我们能够带来给你美好的见证。
So that we may bring about good testimony for you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
So that we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.